All right, welcome back to this mini class on the Serenity Prayer. Hopefully, we've been looking at all these phrases in part to help you apply the Serenity Prayer to your life, to your day. So you're walking around with your Serenity Prayer mug, or you have one of these jewelry pieces to remind you about the Serenity Prayer and all these aspects of the Serenity Prayer in your own life, the difficulties that you face, but also to use it as a ministry tool to minister to the people around you. So we're going to look at phrase number 6. Reads, taking as he did this sinful world as it is, not as you want it to be. So the whole serenity, let me read it right off my coffee mug here. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, accepting hardships as the pathway to peace, and then this one. Accepting hardship as the pathway to peace, taking as he did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it to be. So in some ways, we want to look at, the world is so full of brokenness and hurt, but that's not what we want. We want to see the world as God intended it to be, or the world that we imagine heaven would be like. And it's interesting that often we have really high expectations of the people around us. In other words, we're sort of unforgiving with the people around us in terms of the standard we think they should meet. So, you know, the spouse should, you know, be caring and, you know, listening and, you know, do their part and, you know, contribute to the marriage. So we're often critical of our spouse in terms of their ability to do their part, but we're very forgiving for our own lack of being able to do that. We're very unforgiving with our children and the high expectations we have for them in their life, but we're also often very forgiving with our own frailties, and you know, the same thing with our friendships. Or we're very unforgiving with our leaders in our church, but we're pretty forgiving with our own foibles and shortcomings. So phrase number 6 is basically saying, look, we have to first of all realize that the world we live in is a sinful world, and all of us are sinners. So if I look at Romans 8:23, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Your spouse, your kids, your boss, your pastor, you. Okay? We all fall short of God's perfect standard. So sometimes we have to be a little less judgmental of all the people around us. That, you know, Jesus, you know, if you read the Gospels, Jesus spent most of his time with the so-called sinners. In fact, he got in trouble often with the religious people because he spent so much time with the sinners, trying to bring them hope, trying to give them grace. Colossians 3:13, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. So instead of expecting everyone to, you know, rise to this, I don't mean we don't have expectations of people and we want the best for them and we want them to become all that they can possibly be in Christ. That's all true. But sometimes we have this judgmental view of everyone around us, that they're failing to be all that they can be. Well, hello. They're failing in part because they're sinners. And guess what? You are too. Forgive people that hurt you, just like God forgave you. 1 Corinthians 9:22 and 23. I've become all things to all people so that by all possible means I might save some. I do this all for the sake of the gospel. In other words, Paul was able to accept people as they are, not as he wanted them to be. I have to be willing to accept my spouse, my wife, as she is, not as I want her to be. See, I have this vision of what I would like her to be, and then I find fault with who she is now. Why can't I celebrate what God is doing with her right now? You know, in other words, I look through a lens of judgment on the people around me. And as I said in the beginning, we often look at ourselves in a different lens. We look at ourselves in the forgiving lens, or in the, you know, it's not my fault. Yes, I have these faults, but it's not my fault. It was my parents, how they raised me. It was my situation. It's my difficult situation, and so people should have grace towards me, but I don't have grace towards others. So this phrase really is about, you know, God give me the grace to accept people as they are, but also the vision to see them as what they could be with Christ in their lives. All right, so we're going to look at the next phrase in the next session.